If you have your Bible, turn to us tonight back to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. I want to go back and read what we read this morning, then we want to go on in a different direction. Tie it all together. Amen. As we head for heaven together. Amen. The Lord says in verse 13, He said, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And He saith unto them, by whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17, it said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now we looked at the Lord this morning. We looked at His magnificence, His power. We looked at and we seen that He was the God of heaven. Amen. That He was God sent down. He was God incarnate in the flesh. He was God that come down for me and you. He was the great I am. Amen. That's who He was. But that's also who He is. He's still the same. He's just the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. So we're still serving the same God that we see here in the Word of God. And we see the Bible tells us His intro tonight. And I just want to preach on this for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. I want to be a member. I want to be a member. Amen. And we see Christ and He says, who am I? And Peter begins to say who He is. Now, if you go back in Matthew chapter 14, just kind of as an introduction, just to see where we're at, they had already recognized who the Savior was. They had already recognized who Jesus is. Amen. I believe a lot of our people today, Brother Robert, have already recognized who Jesus is. They've got a lot of head knowledge. They just don't have a heart knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. And when the Holy Ghost of God works it from their head down in their heart, it begins to change them from the inside out. I like it when God takes a person, Brother Larry, turns them inside out for Jesus. Amen. When you've got to begin to see something good that He's put in them, and it begins to come out of them. Amen. That's a blessing tonight. Hey, Preston, we just thank God for that. But we see in Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 33, the Bible says this, and He said, He's talking about when they was in the storm, and Jesus came in, and He said that when Peter began to walk on the water, and he saw the waves boisterous, and he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried saying, Lord, save me. Amen. You realize when we begin to sink in the world today, all we need to do is, we don't have to know no big eloquent prayer. We don't have to know all the Scripture and the Word of God. All we have to do, praise God, is just say, Lord, help me. Amen. And when we put our faith, when you say, Lord, praise God, it gets His attention when we say it from the sincerity of our heart. Amen. It changes, amen, the attitude we have, praise God, and it points us in His direction. It catches God's ear. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He said, immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand, called him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. But now listen to what they says, verse 33. He said, then they that were in the ship, I mean, they're talking about all the disciples with Christ Jesus, and they came and worshipped Him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. So we see here that they made the statement that Jesus Christ, He was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. We can make that statement with assurance today that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We see when Jesus begins to question with the disciples, and He begins to ask them questions, amen, and the speculation comes and who they think the world, who the world thinks Jesus is. And I said this morning to people, the world has got have lots of identities for Jesus. A lot of people say, well, He was a good person. A lot of people say, well, He was a prophet. A lot of people have different adjectives for Lord Jesus Christ, if you will. But I want to say that He was, He is, He still is the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I serve a Savior. I know who He is. But most of all, I'm glad that He knows who I am. Amen. He knows me intimately. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't want the Lord to know me in an intimate way. Pray God, too bad He does. He knows you to the greatest longings in your soul, praise the Lord. He knows you tonight. Amen? But praise God, that's all right because He loves you anyway. Amen? Other people might not love you because of that, but He loves you anyway. Boy, ain't that a blessing. And so we see the questions that's asked, and we see the speculation that's here, and we see Peter's profession in verse 16. He says, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So we see the profession that he makes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can say with Peter tonight that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have to shy from that. I don't have to hold back from that because I know who Jesus is. He is the precious Lamb of God that came to take away sin from the world. As John said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away sin. Praise God, I'm glad that Lamb of God was my Lamb. He was the Lamb, praise God. He was our Lamb. Amen. And he comes seeking to save that was lost. He comes to take away our sin so we could be free. I'm glad tonight that I have freedom in Christ Jesus my Savior. Amen. God, sin don't have no control over me. The only control it has tonight is what we give it. Amen. All the control sin has over is what we give it. Praise God when we trust in the Lord. But I want you to notice something tonight in the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, a revelation here to Peter, Peter's answer to this question, the answer revealed that it was revealed by God. It wasn't revealed by the world. Somebody didn't tell him. Some psychologist didn't make him aware. Some professor in some high education didn't explain to him who Jesus was. But Jesus Christ himself, he said it wasn't revealed from this world. But Jesus Christ answered and said in verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. He said, Blessed art thou, son of Jonah. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad if there's any revelation that's given to me and you that'll help us understand who Jesus is. Praise God. We'll have to realize that it comes from God Almighty. It won't come from earth. It won't come from around here. Amen. I won't say it'll come from out of this world. It'll come from the throne of grace down to me and you, and it'll help our hearts, praise God, to be brought under the net of the Lord Jesus Christ, and realize that there's a God of heaven who loves us enough tonight to send His only begotten Son, and the only way we can get to know Him is through God the Father. He introduced, hell glory, He introduces Him to us tonight, and through the Word of God, and the power of God, and the Holy Spirit of God, that we can come to know Him and the free pardon of sin. Amen. Look at John. Let me just show you something. Look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Bible says in verse 44, He said, No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus said, praise God, listen. He said, there's no way to come to me. There's no way to know me. There's no way to identify with me except the Father in heaven draw you. It takes a drawing and a wooing of the Holy Ghost of God from the Father of grace. Amen. To minister to me and you the touch of God on our life. And we can see Him and the free pardon of sin. Amen. See that great Savior, a Redeemer of men who came down. Amen. Glory be to God to where we were condescended down to men when we couldn't reach up high enough. Praise God, He reached down below the bottom. Ain't you glad He did? I'm glad I've got a Savior tonight who loved me that much. Amen. He told Peter, said, listen, what's been revealed to you, it's been revealed by God. You couldn't know that by yourself. There's a whole lot of people. Now, I know a whole lot of people that's trying to study out this blessed old book. And they're trying to study it, amen, in a secular way. They try to study it. I know a fella that's trying to study it, and he's trying to disprove the Bible. He's been trying to tell me that, you know, there's many ways to get to heaven, and that you don't have to be born again to say, he said, you just have to go by what God's Word says. kind of an oxymoron, because you go by what God said, the Word says, He said, you must be born again. Amen. I tried to tell him that a while back. I said, if you're going by what God says, let's just use one verse. Amen. But you know what he told me? But Bill, he said, well, you can't just use one verse. Amen. He said, you got to combine them all together to make it say something different. I said, you can make it, hey, you can combine one here, you can combine one and make it say a whole lot of things different. Amen. Paul said in Acts, praise God, he said that we let her drive. And he said when we let her drive, all hope was lost of being saved. Amen. That means you can't, women, you can't be driving, amen, or no hope is gone. But you take it out of context, praise God. I want to say that the power of God's revealed by God Almighty Himself. Got to keep it in context. The Lord told him, he said, Peter said, it ain't revealed, praise God, what you've got. Now watch this. He said, Peter, what you've got, what you've got a hold of. He said, praise God, it's a gift from God. He said, God Almighty, my Heavenly Father, praise God, He took a gift and put it on you to reveal to you who I am, praise God, and so that you can see me for yourself, amen. Glory to God, I'm glad when God Almighty put a burden in my heart, took off the blinders of my soul, praise God, and showed me the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. But there for a long time, I was lost on my way to hell. I thought I could smell the smoke of burning. You ever smell hair burning? Hey man, you ever got the grill and went to flopping them burgers, and all of a sudden that thing flared up and burnt the hair off your arm, and you go, phew, that's me to cooking, praise God, and it's mine. Amen. But I got, praise God, there was a time in my life, praise God, before God revealed who Jesus Christ is, I could smell the flesh of burning up. It was my flesh. And I knew I was going to die and go to hell lost without God. There wasn't a doubt in my mind. I was terrified. I was afraid of the dark. I was afraid to go to sleep. Amen. I was afraid when I woke up in the dark. But praise God, I'm glad on that night, March of 1976, amen, that God Almighty revealed a Savior to me through a little old preacher about this tall. He's a preaching his heart out, and he is a preaching right to me, Brother Larry. Hey, I don't know if he even knew if there was anybody else in there or not, but boy, he had it loaded up for me, and he has given me both barrels, praise God. He said, if you don't turn from your wicked way, if you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to die and go to hell. But he said, Jesus loved you enough that he came and he died for you. And boy, I tell you what, God opened my heart, took the blinders off, praise God, of my mind and my soul, glory to God, and showed me a loving Savior, and showed me, praise God, that I could be saved. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I'm preaching, I want to be a member. Praise the Lord. I want to be a member of that saved bunch, don't you? Amen. After all that, praise God, I don't want to go, I ain't going back to where I was. I've been saved. Praise God. The Lord, the blood's been applied to my life. I've accepted. I know, praise God, what Jesus did for me. I hope you're here tonight and you know what Jesus has done for you. I hope you know that He saved you by His marvelous grace. I hope you've accepted that gift of salvation that was offered for you on Calvary. See, what He done for me didn't just happen on that night, March 1976. What He did for me, praise God, took place over 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary in a little place right outside the city of Jerusalem, praise God, up on a hill called Golgotha, on a cross called Calvary, praise God. He made a plan and He fulfilled it for me on that night. And God revealed it to me. He showed me what Jesus done for me. Amen. So He said, listen, He told him, flesh and blood hadn't revealed it, but my Father which in heaven. Amen. So we can see this thing was laid out. God's getting ready. The Lord's getting ready to start something. It's amazing to me how, you know how when people get ready to do something, get ready to start something, whether it be a project or whatever, you start getting things together. Amen. And you start laying the groundwork. That's what Jesus was doing here. He was laying the groundwork for something big. See, Jesus came as the author finisher of a project, praise God, and the project that He has. The project that He had was to go out and get members and bring them in, to make them partakers and helpers in what He had to do. And all the information, all the revealing, praise God. He said, it's coming from the Father to usward, praise the Lord. And we just need to fill in the spaces. We need to become the members that's occupying the scene. Amen. So the Lord reveals this. He says, it comes from the Father. And he starts talking about a church. He says, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. So he starts talking about a church. And he's talking to Peter. Amen. And now this church is not built upon Peter, but upon Christ. Now I know the Roman Catholics has got it all messed up, and they say that Peter was the first pope, and all this and that and other, and then they say the pope can't be married, which is crazy to me because Peter had a wife. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, how do you know that, preacher? Because he came out of the synagogue one day and he went home with Peter. Peter's wife's mother was sick. His mother-in-law. Amen. Now, I don't know about you fellas, but if I don't have a wife, I'm not going to claim a mother-in-law. Amen. Now, I love my mother-in-law, praise God. I love her with all my heart. But I've got enough to take care of without it. Amen. And if I didn't have one, I sure wouldn't claim one. Now, I might take some widows, you know, and older ladies and take care of them, help them out. But Peter had a mother-in-law, praise God. So therefore, he had a wife. Amen. No matter what they say about it, he wasn't the first pope. Amen. Christianity was founded upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, a small pebble, amen. He said, I will build my church. He said, that little stone. That little stone of faith, that little stone of believing, praise God. But on that little faith, I'll build something big. Amen? It takes just a little bit of faith to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Peter said you had to have. He said you had to have a little bit of faith. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4 through 9, look what he says. He said, to whom coming? As unto a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built upon the spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Who is that chief cornerstone? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that stone that you build upon. If we build upon any other stone, we build for naught. We'll be building on shifting sand. But the chief cornerstone that we build upon for our faith is Christ Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. You know what's wrong with the world today? They're confounded. That word confounded means to be mixed up. Have you ever seen a world that's more mixed up than what we live in? It's mixed up. They people running all around us, crippled too high for crutches. Hey man, they got stickers all over the back of the van saying, vote for Barney. Bernie. Might as well be Barney. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I won't say praise the Lord. They're trusting in a man. We need to be trusting in God. Amen. To supply our needs and not some man. But the world is confounded. They're messed up. He said, but unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. He said, they may disallow him. They may disrespect him. But he's still God Almighty. He's still that cornerstone in which we must build, and if we're not building upon a cornerstone, the Lord Jesus Christ, in our hearts, in our homes, in our heads, then we're building upon a false rock. Amen. A false foundation. He said, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye, you and me, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God Almighty said, listen, He said the church is not a church of Peter. He said, but the church is a church of Jesus Christ, which is founded upon a rock. He said, it's not hid. It's not disguised. It's not something that's hard to find. He said, when you get to seeking the Lord with all your heart and your mind and your shoulder and your strength, he said, you'll find him when you seek him early. What we're doing today, we're waiting until it's too late. We're waiting until it's been too long to try to get folks in, and they're dying and going to hell. They're slipping through our fingerprint, through our fingers, and their blood is going to be upon us. We need to be mindful of them, even as Jesus Christ was mindful of us. Bless the Lord, my soul. Amen. Praise God. But it's not hid. It's something that's evident, something we can see, and the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. Amen. The manifestation, the manifestation of Himself, as He brings us in part of this, as He begins to recognize His church. Amen. If you look at Ephesians chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 3 this evening, verse 3, the Bible says, how that by revelation. Now he's talking here, he says, verse 2, he says, if you have heard of the dispensation of grace of God, which is given unto me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I have wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by what? The Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by an effectual working of his power. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unreachable, unsearchable riches of God. Unreachable to a lost man. Unsearchable, praise God, riches of Christ. He said in that, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Remember, we talked about that this morning. Amen. All things were made by Him. He said, to the intent. Now, I won't say God done it intentionally. He didn't do nothing by accident. God's never done nothing, but He's never just started to do something, Brother Bill, and said, whoops, did I do that? It's never happened. Everything God's ever done, He done on purpose. I said, let's say this, praise God. God made you on purpose. You're here today because you were made on purpose. It breaks my heart when the world's telling these little old youngins, well, you're just an accident. You shouldn't have been this, you should have been that. It breaks my heart. God done it just exactly the way He wanted to. Amen. And we need to be mindful of God to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifest wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So He tells us here, praise God, that it was a manifestation. It wasn't hid. A mystery was hid. It wasn't hid from God. It wasn't hid from us. But praise God, it was revealed from the beginning. So Jesus Christ is telling us here, and He's telling Peter, He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Now notice what He says here. He says, I will build. Who's going to build the church? A lot of times we think, well, the preacher's got to build a church. Well, the people's got to build a church. The community's got to build a church. I want to say the only one that can build a church is the Lord Jesus Christ. He must build a church or the church will not stand. It'll be a false church. It'll be a false witness in church. It'll be a falsifying church if we don't let Christ build a church. But when Christ builds a church, praise God, it'll be a church that'll stand. And when he said here in the Word of God, He said, I will build. Now what He's talking about, He's talking about something that was yet future. Amen. He's talking about something that was yet future. It hadn't come yet. It hadn't come, but it was on its way. He said, I will build. Amen. He said, I will build. He said, I will build. He said, nobody else builds. Nobody else can build. He said, I'm going to build a church. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad He built a church? Amen. Glory to God. You say, well, preacher, when did He build a church? He built a church at Pentecost. Amen. The church came in existence, praise God. God prepared it. He said, you go to upper room. He said, in Jews, you stay there and you pray and you see God's face till the Holy Ghost come, praise God. He said, then everything will be all right. He said, then you go out and be a witness for me. Amen. Why? Because the church is built in Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be a member of that church, don't you? I want to be a member of a church that's built by Lord Jesus Christ. Because He said, I will build. Amen. I want to be a part of that He built. I don't want to be a part of something that some man builds. It won't amount to nothing. But praise God, it needs to be a church that's built by the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Well, verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. What did Jesus tell them? Go up to the upper room, praise God, get together and pray. Amen. Said, get together, pray. You know what He was doing? He was teaching them about unity. Amen. I want to be a member of something that's got unity. Amen. I want to be a member of something, praise God, that'll stick together. I want to be a part of something that'll have the unity and the staying power that when the things get tough and tough, praise God, can get going. Amen. And said, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. Now watch this. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. That sweet Spirit of God, it moved into that place and it filled that house up. He said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. Amen. That feeling of the Spirit, praise God. They knew it was real. They could feel the presence of God. I'm glad when we can feel His presence, ain't you?
Amen.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. You say, you see what took place here? Amen. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. He said, upon a rock of faith, He said, I'll build my church. I will build it. And on Pentecost, praise God, God began to, He began to bring in members. Amen. Glory to God. These were the first members. Praise God, of the church of the living God, as it was established, before being established, praise God. And it started out on fire for God. Amen. Look over at verse 14 here. You see the power of God in this church. He said, but Peter standing up with the 11, lifting, now they begin to mock them, make fun of them, said, well, yeah, these are just a bunch of drunks. Amen. They're just talking out of their head, a bunch of drunks. But he said, Peter standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that, praise God, that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. He said, this is that coming of the Holy Spirit. It's that move of God, praise God, that we've been looking for way over 400 years. Praise God, we're seeing the move of God again. Amen. Sometimes we have to wait to see God move. Amen. But we ought to be, listen to me now very carefully, but we ought to be always expecting Him to move. Amen. Sometimes we have to wait on it. I preached a message here a while back on wait on it. You know, wait on it. Expectantly wait on it, praise God. Expecting it to come. Because one day in a little while, praise God, it's going to show forth, boy, what a blessing it's going to be. Amen. But he said they was filled with the Holy Ghost of God. They began to witness. They began to lift up the name of the Lord. They began to call upon Him. Amen. And we begin to see that the fire of God came down upon these folks. And the Bible said when the fire of God came down, that thousands were saved. Look at verse 41. Verse 41, he said, then they that gladly received His words were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Amen. When God Almighty builds His church, He begins to go out and collect members. Praise God. He said, hey, about 3,000 souls was added that day. Amen. Why? Because God built the church. The reason we ain't seeing people saved, praise God, we're trying to build it. Amen. We need God's help. We need to be praying and begging God to please, God, fill our churches, touch our loved ones, our young ones, praise God, our lost people, our neighbors, and bring them, save them by Your marvelous grace, bring them into the house of God. Amen. Where they can be partakers with us in the goodness. Verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people. You'll find that hard to do in the day and hour we live. Finding favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Not that could be, but should be. I want to say today, there's a whole lot of people all around us that should be saved. Amen. We're used to be in the Bible Belt. Amen. I think we've done fell out. But we're living the Bible Belt. Everybody around us ought to be saved. Hey, ought to be enough gospel going out, praise God, to convict hearts. But we see that the Bible says, Jesus said, I will build. And we see the first members taking place in Acts chapter 2. But praise God, he said, what's he going to build? He said, I'm going to build my church. Amen. I'm going to build my church. He said, I'm going to build me a church. And my church, praise God, will be a church that he said, at the gates of hell won't prevail again. He said, it'll be a strong church, a standing church, a church that's renowned, praise God, for its good standing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It'll be a church that the Lord Jesus Christ is in charge of. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that the way it's supposed to be? Hey, look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. If I can find it right quickly. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. Look what the Bible says. He said, hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That makes full, praise God. He said that the church is God's, the church is Christ, and that God, the Lord Jesus Christ is in charge of the church. Amen. When the devil comes at us, praise God, he's not coming at you and me. He's coming at the church. He's coming at Christ, praise God. And when he comes at Christ, Christ has already defeated that rascal. Amen. Praise God. And he'll take care of him for us. Amen. Because he's already a defeated ghost. So we see the church. We see what Christ built. He said, it's going to be my church. He said, I'm going to build it. He said, I'm going to build it for my glory. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? That it's the Lord Jesus Christ that's a building the church. It's not me. It's not you. But praise God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that's established it, that's put it here. And praise God, he said, I'll preserve it. I'll keep it safe. Hey, praise God, I'll give you something that you can build, praise God, for my glory. Amen. As he begins to set her up and praise God, make it even the way he would have it to be. Amen. Something that we want to be a member of. Amen. The local church, a body of believers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, he said, for as the body is one and hath many members. Rex covered all this morning. Amen. He said, as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. You realize today, praise God, listen, young'uns, that we're not a whole lot of members here. Praise God, we're one member. Amen. We're one member. We're a member in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We're part of something that's bigger than we are. We're part of one body. Amen. Every one of us is important to the body. Amen. If you take and cut your thumb and your first finger off, you'll have a time. Teresa's brother done that. He, a while back, several years ago, he was working on a table saw. The board jerked back and jerked his hand into it, and it cut this finger off and cut his thumb off that first joint. And he has a hard time. Of course, it was on his right hand. So he has a hard time when it comes to threading stuff in and doing stuff with that hand. Amen. Why? Because those two fingers are important. It's hard to get by without them. Amen. That's why the church is important. That's why every member is so important. We need every one of you, praise God, to get the job done. Amen. Praise God. We need everyone. Praise the Lord. He said, verse 13 says, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink unto one Spirit. You know, there's not a whole lot of spirits around here. There's just one. It's the Spirit of the living God. Amen. And I don't know about you, I want to be a member of the true Spirit, a member of the Spirit of the living God. Amen. The great big God, the big G God. I don't want to be a member of that little G bunch. Amen. Because they won't help me none. They won't help you none either. Praise God. I want to be a part of the real thing. Praise the Lord. Verse 14 says, for the body is not one member, but many. Amen. Every one of us. I want to say we're all important. They're many members. Amen. But it's only one body. I said many, but only one member. But I meant one body. We're all in one body, and the body is Christ. Belongs to Him. Praise God. We're all in this thing together. He said, foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? He said, praise God. He said, listen, we're all partakers in Christ Jesus. We're all part of it. Verse 20 says, nay, but now are they many members, yet but one body? He said, when is it? When are we going to be members of Christ's body? Now. He said, but now, there's many members. Now's the time, praise God, to get in. Now's the time to be partakers with Him in this thing. Amen. He said, I'll build my church. He said, I'll build something for me, praise God, that I'll build something for you. I don't know about you, praise God, but tonight I want to be a member of that Jesus is building. Amen. I want to be partakers with you, praise God, and your families and your loved ones in what Jesus is building for us. What He's making for me and you in these days, it's this light air that we're living. I want to be part of that, don't you? I want to be a member. Amen. Do you want to be a member? Amen. Praise God. I want to be a member of the real thing. I don't want to be a member of a counterfeit, but I want to be a member of the real thing today. Amen. I don't want to be a member of some community club. I don't want to be a member of a social club. Amen. Where I eat, drink, and be merry without the Lord. But praise God, I want to be a member of where the Lord Jesus Christ is, where the Spirit of God is. Amen. Amen. Where God is blessing, God is helping, God's pouring out His abundance, giving us that we need, praise God, drawing us closer to Himself, getting us ready for that glorious day of His appearing. I want to be a member of what Jesus is building. Amen. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. I will build. He said, I'll build it. And you just have to, you just follow me. And he said, I'll show you how it's done. And he said, it's going to be my church. Amen. You know, we can't dictate to the Lord Jesus Christ how He wants to do it. Amen. We got to follow Him and His will at the best of our ability to try to follow Him to make this, to make the church, His church, the best church that it could ever be. Amen. I thank God for Stony Fort Baptist Church, don't you? I pray God help us be the best church. I want to be a member of the best church I could be a member of. Amen. Don't you? Amen. Hey, I've never wanted to be a part of something that wasn't the best. I know I'm just geared that way. Amen. I just want to be a part of something that's the best, the as good as it can be. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I'll build my church. He said, you can be members of it. I want to be a member of that church. I want to be a member of His church. Don't you? The church of the living God. Where we can see the Spirit of God. We can feel the Spirit of God. We can see the presence of God. And just thank Him and praise Him for all His goodness and His mercy and the love He has. I want to be added. I want to be counted as added to that church. Amen. When it's all said and done, Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell, why? You say, preacher, why do you want to be upon that church? Because He said, the gates of hell not prevail against it. He said, shall not prevail against it. I want to be on church. I want to be a member of a church, His church. Praise God that the gates of hell, I'll never have to worry about the gates of hell prevailing against it. Because God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, is going to be the builder of that church. He's going to be that cornerstone, that chief cornerstone. He's going to be the foundation for what we have. Amen. And boy, I thank God for it. Because we can build upon Him. And it won't be shifting sand. It'll be something solid. It'll be something that'll stay. It's something that'll be there till the end of the ages. Praise God, till He calls us home. That's the church. That's what I want to be a part of. That's what I want to be a member of. I want to be a member of the real church. Amen, don't you? I want a real church. Praise God. I want a church that honors the Lord Jesus Christ, lifts up, magnifies His name in everything that we do and say. Praise God, that God might have the preeminence and God might get the glory. Amen.